Hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo, and welcome back to my podcast. This is an Indian brown girl reviewing K-dramas. Okay, so I must have told you guys before that I don't watch ongoing K-dramas. But recently, I'm obsessed with ongoing K-dramas. I'm obsessed because, I have watched some of the ongoing K-dramas. I watched Nevertheless, then I watched Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, and then I watched School 2021 as well on when it was airing. And now I was waiting for this 1K drama from a very long time. That is 2521. It is airing right now, and it has aired for around 6 episodes or 8 episodes. Okay, now it has aired 8 episodes. Okay, yeah, I remember now. And yeah, so it stars Kim Tae-ri and Nam Jo-hyuk in lead roles. So as you all know that I've previously reviewed Startup, and I guess I have also reviewed Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-joo. So yeah, this is my third a first midway review. Okay, it has aired 8 episodes, and I really wanted to talk about this drama, and I want you guys to start it because it is such a beautiful drama to watch, and it is worth the wait. Okay, and it is worth the hype as well. Okay, so there were 2-3 K-dramas that were on a very hyped up level that were airing in February. So one was 2521, another was one was Forecasting Love and Weather, which is starring one of my favorites, Song Kang and Park Min Young, and also 39, which is starring Sonia Jin, Yoon Seri from Crash Landing on You, okay, the iconic character. So 39 was there, and then one drama that I'm just reviewing after this, and that also is midway. It is also not midway, it is just it aired its third episode today, and I'm thinking of reviewing it after 4 episodes, or I think if I'll get time then I'll review it today only. Why you should start this K-drama as well. So that one is Business Proposal, which stars An So-hyuk and Kim Se-jong in lead roles. And yeah, Military Prosecutor Doberman was also one K-drama which was very hyped up in February. So yeah, these were the K-dramas, but I am just obsessed with 2521. I am watching Forecasting Love and Weather simultaneously, but I'm not so into it right now because the story doesn't feel so much connected and the chemistry is totally off. Okay, I don't see any chemistry between Song Kang and Park Min Young. I was really excited. I was not as much excited as for 2521. I was much, much more excited for Forecasting Love and Weather. But it has disappointed me somewhere and how, and I am just overly obsessed with 2521 now. And I'm not going to leave it midway at all, okay? I have left many series, but I'm not going to leave it midway, because it is worth the watch. So now I have blabbed about it very much. Now coming back to the storyline and what is the thing that is getting me hooked to this series. So firstly, I'm in love with the character of Nam Jo-hyuk. Okay, he plays the character of Baek Ye-jin, and okay, I'll come to him after some time. Firstly, I'm gonna talk about Kim Tae-ri. Her acting is on point. Okay, she is a national level fencing athlete, and she does fencing, and she loves fencing a lot, and she's a like happy-go-lucky girl, and she only has talent of fencing, okay. And yeah, she's not good at studies and all, but she's very good at fencing, okay. And she's like, not right now she's good at fencing, she is improving herself. She's firstly a school athlete, then a district, and then she got selected into national team, and then now she's competing with her idol. And yeah, she's in the same school with her as well, okay. And her idol was Koyurim, okay. She idolized her and she like observed her. She was her biggest fan, okay. Nahidu was Koyurim's biggest fan. But they, when they got to meet in real life, when Nahidu shifted to Koyurim's school, then the nature of Koyurim was not very welcoming, and she don't like Nahidu at all. And when and like after and after with repeated, matlab, when Nahidu repeatedly like tried to be friends and be like at least cordial about it, the relationship with Koyurim, she like refused to talk to her, and she was very arrogant in her behavior. Then comes like the character of Baekhyejin, okay. He is a like he belongs to a very rich family, like his father was a very rich businessman, but due to some crisis his family got bankrupt, and now he's penniless and he's trying very hard to survive, and he's helping his mom, and he's helping his brother study and everything. He's doing various part-time jobs. Then at one part-time job, he meets Nahidu at a comic book store. Then from there, their friendship grows and develops, and the way Baekhyejin supports Nahidu is just so alluring to watch, and it is so nice to see both of them together. The story like starts with Nahidu's daughter, like it is a present day and a past time story, okay. So in present day, Nahidu's daughter is doing ballet, and she's not very good at it, so she decides to quit it, and she runs away from home to her grandma's house, and there she comes across with the diary of her mother, and then she starts to read that diary, and with that diary unfolds many past chapters, and the story is coming along the way, okay. So yeah, that's the synopsis of, and I just love this drama, okay. And one thing is like the suspense, okay. Who is Kim Min-chi's father, okay? Nahidu's daughter, her mother is Nahidu, but her father is who, we don't know, because it is love. I'm giving you a spoiler. No, yaar, I'm not giving you a spoiler. You guys just watch, okay? It is very interesting, and it is a suspense also hidden somewhere that who is Kim Min-chi's father. And yeah, matlab, now I'm gonna talk about Nam Jo Hyuk's character, Baekhyejin, and Nam Jo Hyuk for straight 5 minutes, okay? Then it will be 15 minutes. Like, I'll conclude it halfway, and then yeah. So why I'm so obsessed with this character, because this character is so nicely written, okay. And I have seen Nam Jo Hyuk's acting grow so well, okay. I have seen the The Startup, okay. I've the first series of Nam Jo Hyuk I saw was Startup, okay. and I hated Namjoo Hyuk after that. I literally hated him because of his character, and I don't know why I hated him back then, but yeah, if I watch Startup again, then I'll hate him again, and I know that because Kim Soon Ho is my forever love and Han Ji Pyeong is the best character ever, but yeah, that's why. Then I saw his weightlifting fairy Kim Bok Joo, then Bride of Haebaek and School 2015, and even though I don't like Namjoo Hyuk, then also he's the one actor I guess I have seen the most series of. Okay, I have not seen max, I've seen 2 or 3 K-dramas of single actor. I have seen 3 K-dramas of Lee Min Ho and 2 K-dramas of Kim So Hyun, 2 K-dramas of Song Joong Ki, and 2-3 K-dramas of Song Kang, 2 K-dramas of Kim So Hyun Ho, and and I have seen now, including 25-21, I have seen 5 K-dramas of Namjoo Hyuk, which is the most I guess of any actor that I have seen. Even though I don't like him much, I would say that before, but not now, because I am in love with him right now, because he has acted so well in this K-drama. I cannot explain with words, okay? Words are less to put it across, because he has done a phenomenal job, and Kim Tae-ri as well, yaar. I'm not talking about her a lot, but the way she portrayed Nahidu, she brought the life into the character. I could relate to her so much. Yeah. It is the perfect casting, okay? And they played such beautiful roles, and 8 episodes have aired, and they have not shown the love angle proper wala love angle. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if it will be a happy ending or a sad ending or what, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and I cannot wait for the episodes to air. So I guess this was a midway review. I'll try and review it after the all episodes are aired. 16 episodes, 8 episodes are aired, and I guess I will this series would end most probably in March. Most probably in April first week or April second week it will be fully aired, and then if I will not have exams, then I'll definitely try and review it fully. But I guess that's it for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. Please wait for my next reviews, and do share it with your K-drama buddies, and please do leave some suggestions if you want, and bye bye, see you in the next podcast.